Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I hope you've been doing well, and I'm sorry that this episode is late, but I have finally moved in to my new flat, my new apartment. And I have been incredibly busy lately. There has been so many things to do, so many things to get sorted, so many things to buy. We've been going out looking for all kinds of things in shops, just like basic products that you don't really think about so much. Simple things like scissors, knives and forks, bowls, cups, all kinds of things, lots of cutlery. And then you've got things like hair dryers and microwaves, fridges, washing machines, TVs, just loads of stuff. There's been so many things we've had to buy recently. And then you've got the other things that we've been trying to get sorted out, like internet, like the electricity, like the gas supply. It has been pretty hectic, and in my mind, I was planning to do an episode when we first moved in, which was the 1st of April. It's now the 4th of April, and I've only just got round to doing an episode just because everything's been so crazy. It's been so up in the air. Sorry about that, but it really has been hectic. But I think Now maybe things can settle down a bit and I might be able to start getting into a proper routine again. Who knows? So what's remaining? I still don't have a fridge, which is quite a big deal. It makes eating things and storing food very hard. The internet isn't here yet, but it should be coming tomorrow, I think. What else? We have the washing machine. Has arrived. It came on the 2nd. That's good. It's all fitted in. It's been installed and it works fine. We've got a microwave, so you know we can cook. We have like a cooker, you know, like gas cooker, but we don't have any pots or pans yet, so can't even use it. So we're not finished yet. So, like, completely settling down is going to be difficult at the moment. But, yeah, I should be able to get something like a routine again. And, we don't have much furniture at all at the moment. I mean, literally, we have, like, tables and chairs. And then I'm using some, like, folding tables to put the television on. Because we don't have, like, a proper television stand yet. we have a desk in one room, but I can't use that for my job because it's like a weird desk with multiple shelves and there's no space for my laptop. What else have we got furniture-wise? Well, I suppose we've got a bed. We've got like a, you know, futon-style bed, just flat on the floor, like Japanese style. We have a fan, not that I need it yet, because it's not hot enough. Actually, I did use it once. The day we moved in here, April the 1st, it was hot. It was very hot then. I had all the windows open, and I put the fan on a bit, but didn't really need it. Just playing around with it, really. So yeah, we've got almost no furniture in here. So I'm 100% certain that you can hear an echo on this recording, because I can hear an echo when I'm recording it, so you must be able to hear it. I mean, I can hear it when I'm speaking, so you must be able to hear it as well. So sorry about that. I've tried to minimize the echo. So we've got, and it's difficult to explain, but there's one big room, which is like the living room, dining room, and kitchen all in one. And then there's like attached to that room, there's like a Japanese style room with like straw mats on the floor. And you can open like, I don't know, almost like half of it. So, you know, you open these big sliding doors and then it sort of joins into the living room area to make an even bigger space. So I'm sitting inside the Japanese room because that's got like maybe the straw on the floor, the straw mats soak up a bit of the sound, a bit of the echo. But yeah, it's not working that well. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I just need furniture. I need like rugs on the floor and like carpets. I need curtains as well. We don't have any curtains, which is not great for sleeping. And yeah, so many things, just like, it's a bit chaotic still. There's still a bit of chaos. But it's nice, you know, it's really nice to finally have our own place and our own space. And at the moment, I'm recording this whilst looking at Mount Fuji. And I can just about see Mount Fuji today. It depends on the visibility level. So, like, if there's high visibility, if you can see, like, really far into the distance, you know, there's not too much, like, not cloud, but, like, what is it? I've never even really thought about it, but some days you, like, look out your window and you can't see very far. It's almost like fog, but it's not fog. I don't know, maybe it's just, like, water somehow. Some, like, water. But anyway, when it's a very, very clear day and you can see very far, you can see Mount Fuji very well. But at the moment, I can just about see Mount Fuji, and it's covered with lots of snow. Anyway, I'll tell you a little bit about moving in. So we started the move on the 1st of April in the morning. We got up reasonably early, not crazy. I don't know. I think it was maybe we woke up at 6, half 6 or something like that to start getting on with the move. My wife had to go to work. I don't know, was it around 11 or 12 in the afternoon? And so we tried to do as much as we could in the morning, and this was just lots and lots of trips. Oh, I should have mentioned that we're moving like it's really not far from my wife's parents' place where we were staying. So we were able to just carry stuff just by hand. So we did lots of trips back and forth from the my wife's parents' place to this new place. And that was fine. Some boxes were a bit heavy, but nothing too bad. And then my wife has a piano, like not a digital piano, an electronic piano. And I didn't realize that they were so heavy. I mean, real pianos, you know, big wooden things with metal strings. They are, I mean, they're ridiculously heavy. But like, I thought an electronic one might not be so bad, and I guess it depends on which one, you know, the style that you have. But this was crazy. This was ridiculous, and we had to move it down some stairs as well to get into this new apartment. oh my, I had no confidence in my ability to hold this thing. And there were three of us trying to move it, me and two members of my wife's family. And I just thought, if I drop this, this is going to be a disaster. It's all going to go terrible. But somehow we managed to get it down those stairs. And it was, I can't describe how heavy it was. It was like unbelievably heavy. And I just felt all of the energy go out of my body when I tried to carry it. I think it was a bit dangerous carrying it, to be honest. I don't think you should carry things that you don't really have much confidence in carrying. But I guess we had to do it. I don't know. I think I might have actually paid for someone to move it. It was that heavy. But anyway, I seem to be okay. Although I can still feel it in my back. I hope everyone else who had to carry it is okay as well. So that was one thing, the big heavy piano. But something interesting that happened was when we moved in on the morning, the gas wasn't working because no one had come round to like turn it on. That's fine. I wasn't expecting that to be working, but the electricity was working, and so I thought, you know, that's great. We can use the microwave. You can warm up some water, maybe make tea. You know, maybe you can cook some things. And then the electricity went. It just stopped completely. And we had to get onto the electricity company. We had to contact the electricity company. And we didn't know if they could, you know, if it was like a quick fix, if it would be solved soon, or I don't know, would they say like, yeah, maybe in a week or something? And then it's like, oh, what do we do? Do we move back in with my wife's family? But thankfully it was all done. I think we called them around, I don't know, was it 11-ish or something like that, or maybe a bit later. And it was done by about 2 or 3 p.m. So that was really quick. I think it's all remote. I don't know, maybe someone came out in a van and did something at the bottom of the building. Or maybe it's just a, you know, someone just logs in on a computer and presses some buttons. I don't know. But anyway, that's sorted out now. So we've got gas, we've got electricity, the internet should be here tomorrow. At the moment, I'm just using my the mobile data on my phone, which is another reason why recording podcasts is a bit difficult at the moment. But crazy times. But I'm looking forward to getting back into a routine with studying, because that's been a bit all over the place lately, and also with making podcasts for you. Anyway, I shall leave it there for this episode. I do hope you've enjoyed listening to it, and I hope you have a lovely day today. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.